From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Damascus, Syria, with at least 40 people killed and wounded, about 120 others in twin bombings, one of the deadliest attacks in the Syrian capital during the six-year civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blasts in Damascus happened in the Bab al-Sakhir area, which houses several Shiite mausoleums that draw pilgrims from around the world. The pilgrims had gathered at a bus station to visit a nearby cemetery. Iraq's foreign ministry said that most of the dead and wounded were Iraqis. Syria's interior minister, Mohammed Shahr, says the attacks targeted pilgrims of various Arab nationalities and its sole aim was to kill. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. The country's most populous state was the biggest electoral prize of the five states which went to the polls in recent weeks. Modi said that he gave his heartfelt thanks to the people of Uttar Pradesh, that it was a historic victory for the BJP. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA's news. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu was barred Saturday from landing in the Netherlands as opposition grows to Turkish campaigning throughout the European Union. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan condemned the action strongly, calling his NATO partner a Nazi remnant, the second comparison he has made between a European nation and the Nazis this week.
Bunlar ne siyaset biliyor?
He said they do not know politics or international diplomacy. They are shaky and cowardly. These Nazi remnants, they are fascists. You should know this. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Saturday afternoon that his country's problem was that it was a Turkish minister who would be campaigning in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people ahead of Turkey's election this month.
We told them that we are against such a visit because this is a Turkish minister, and we don't think it is right for Turkish ministers to campaign in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people with potentially a Turkish passport, yes. But first of all, Dutch people to campaign here in the Netherlands.
Many European countries object to visits by Turkish ministers campaigning ahead of a referendum to change Turkey's constitution. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers. That could see him remain in office until 2029. Thousands of people took to the streets of Seoul on Saturday to celebrate the Constitutional Court's dismissal of now former President Park Geun-hye. After about 90 days of trial, the court announced a historic verdict Friday to accept the parliament's impeachment and dismiss Park. Park was stripped of her powers by the court over a corruption scandal that has plunged the country into a political turmoil. Anti-Park protesters had been holding a mass rally every week over the past 5 months, but organizers said they would now stop the weekly gatherings. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence appealed to voters in Kentucky to support a battle to replace the nation's health care program with a Republican bill that is still fighting for support.
And most importantly of all, the top priority the president gave us, to work with members of Congress and make sure that the Obamacare nightmare is about to end.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a Republican, has called the initial draft of the replacement bill Obamacare Light. Governor Matt Bevin, also a critic of the replacement bill, has warned the state cannot afford to pay for its growing Medicaid program for poor people. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.